We invite you to share 2,000 years of Christmas music with Malabalaires.
Religion is the bond of love encircling the earth and binding the world to the heart of God. The music of Christmas is the expression of that love. This is almost exactly the same program that I put together back in 1955 on WBBM in Chicago. If you are a first-time listener, I'm very glad that you found us. If you've listened to us for years, well, welcome back, and here we go again. From the earliest time, this, then, is the history and the real music of Christmas. And it came to pass in those days that there went out from Caesar a decree that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Oh.
And that was the first piece of music that was tied directly to Christmas. The year was 129. Bishop Telesphorus of Rome instructed that it be sung on the way to a midnight service. I don't think you could call it Mass, because in those days, Mass was a very dangerous thing to perform. And the Christians, the early Christians, had to meet in secret, the catacombs. It was a very miserable life. Prior to that time, the apostles had spread out across the known world, telling people about the good news. In the year 64, Peter and Paul were killed when Nero blamed the Christians for the burning of Rome. It was very, very dangerous to announce that you were a Christian. It was not until 350 that Christianity was finally accepted, and Pope Julius selected December 25th as the day they would call Christ's birthday. In the year 600, Pope Gregory had the liturgical music of the time collected, and here is one of the Gregorian chants of that period.
Jerusalem, Gaudium, Gaudium Magnum, quia veni et tibi Salvator, Alleluia. Confite portibi Domini in toto corde meo, in consilio iussorum et congregatione. Magna opera Domini, exquisita in omnes voluntates eius. Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Jerusalem, Gaudet, Gaudio Magno, quia veni et tibi Salvator, Alleluia.
All the music, of course, was celebrated by the monks, and it was always done in Latin. If there's any record of anybody else singing at the time, we don't know about it. However, each of the Christmas symbols has a legend behind it. Some predate the Nativity by centuries, changed by continents and generations. Their origins are misty. For example, the holly and the ivy. And this is, of course, the time of year that the holly berries are all a brilliant red all across northern Europe. Others say that, depending on whether we're talking of he holly or she holly, holly's first brought into the house by the master or the mistress, and whoever that is will rule the home for the coming year. Holly beside the bed on Christmas Eve will protect a maiden from goblins. Holly in the window will keep evil spirits away from the house. Ivy, for some reason, had an evil connotation of old and was only used out of doors. But the Christians took the holly and the ivy and converted it to their use, Christianity. And, of course, that song, The Holly and the Ivy, is traced back to the Druids, the early people of Britain. One of the finest examples of early music comes from the 9th century, and it is sung on December 17th, and each night until Christmas. It is called the Song of the Seven O's, O Come Emmanuel.
O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
It's amazing to remember, from our point of view, that the Roman Empire lasted nearly 1,000 years, from before the birth of Christ well up until around 450-500 A.D. So they had a long go at ruling the world. And then the barbarians came down from the north, and they really tore things up. They burned everything they could get their hands on, and the Roman Empire, filled with deteriorated people, sloth, misery, and corruption, began to fall apart. Now, little Ireland, way off there, little island out in the ocean, on the edge of Europe, that has known neither Renaissance nor Enlightenment, in some ways a third world country, even a Stone Age culture, had one moment of unblemished glory. For as the Roman Empire fell, as all through Europe, unwashed, matted barbarians descended on the Roman cities, looting the artifacts and burning books, the Irish, who were just learning to read and write, took up the great labor of copying all of Western literature, everything they could lay their hands on. These scribes then served as conduits through which the Greco-Roman and Judeo-Christian cultures were transmitted to the tribes of Europe. Newly settled among the rubble and ruined vineyards of the civilization they had overwhelmed. Now, it was a slave who was the trigger for that whole event. It was a young man named Patrick, who was a slave who was captured by the Irish, taken from Normandy back to Ireland, who stole away, became a priest, came back to Ireland, and then started churches, started religious orders, started schools, encouraged the monks to write down the history of the world to that point. It is just amazing that we so often think of Patrick as the man who drove the snakes out of Ireland. Well, there never were any snakes in Ireland because it's too cold in Ireland for snakes. We also celebrate him by getting drunk and drinking green beer, when actually Patrick was one of the keys at saving our civilization. Interesting fact. And then it happened all over again. In the 9th and 10th centuries, the Norsemen and the Vikings came down from Scandinavia, and they tore up the world. In 1066, on Christmas Day, William the Conqueror assumed England's throne, ushering in an elegant era in the celebration of Christmas. In 1099, the First Crusade was launched, Jerusalem was seized, and Bethlehem was the site of a Christmas celebration. And then, moving ahead into the 14th century, a Dominican priest converted a dream to music, and this was what he produced.
Good Christian men, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say.
Historical period from approximately 1100 to 1500, called the Late Middle Ages. It became a time of pious pageants, impressive masses, the building of Gothic cathedrals that we see all over Europe when we take trips over there. And the music began to change. It was no longer the exclusive property of the monks, the religious orders. We now begin to find carols where the lay people began to sing. Boys' carols came along. The music was definitely changing. So for over 1,000 years, that wonderful high sound of the boys singing before their voices began to change has been a very important part of the liturgical music. But the carols were changing as we now moved into the late Middle Ages. And here are a couple of interesting dates for you. In the 12th century, St. Francis is given credit for his first creche, which follows us to this day all over the world. And in 1492, the New World came on stage. Christopher Columbus's flagship ran aground on a reef in the Caribbean. Christmas, however, all across Europe and the known world was a time of great gaiety. Now look at that. In less than half an hour, we have moved through 1,500 years. The early days, the fall of the Roman Empire, the barbarians storming down from the north, Christianity struggling for an existence, the Irish helped push it back and reestablish it, the Norwegians, the Danes coming down from the north to sack the countries. It was a great period of turmoil, but the people were mixing together, and gradually they were becoming different countries. And in this next half hour and for the next several hours, we're going to move from country to country to country. In a moment, we turn to France.